314, we'll have an opening, and then we'll have an offering, and then we'll see what we've got going on from there. All right. 314, Away in a Manger. Red, green hymnal, sorry. Green hymnal, because it's not in the red book. There. Green hymnal. Away in a manger, no crippled come in. The little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where He lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the the cattle are lowing, the baby away. But little Lord Jesus, no crying He made. I love Thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and say by my cradle, be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask Thee to stay. Hold by me, ever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in Thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with Thee there.
Well, praise the Lord. I finally got to the right page and it was over. But anyway, well, we're glad you're here. I hear and see the excitement in the air. Everybody's got that Christmas spirit, seems like. And what a blessing. We're glad you're here, looking forward to the blessings of the Lord on this good Lord's Day. Brother Randy, you pray for us, if you would, please, brother.
Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord God, for coming to be in this house today. God, it's a special event for us. I pray that You'll come to be mindful, God, what we need to do for all of us. That's the birth of our Savior.
Amen. You can be seated. Well, we're glad to have all of you. Appreciate you. I was telling Wednesday night I wore this tie, and I told everybody it came from Nathan. As a, you know, he had it on, and I said, I like that, and he just took it off and gave it to him. And Lee said, well, wear it again Sunday. I said, well, I wore it last night. She said, wear it again. And she didn't demand it, but she made a strong suggestion. And so I decided to wear it again, Brother Nathan, so you could see it. How about that? Amen. Well, now we got several things going on today. Of course, tonight after the evening service, we'll be having food and fellowship in the fellowship hall, so be ready for that and plan for that, and we'll have a good time for that. And we do have the fruit baskets out in the foyer. After the service, you can get one as you go out, and that'll certainly be a blessing. And then, of course, we'll have the special singing today, and I know everything will go great, and it'll be a wonderful time. All right, ushers, come on down. We'll have our offering this morning, and then we'll... Brother Shane's going, whatever the singing is, it's going to be, and we're looking forward to it, and I know it'll be a blessing, and we trust God to bless. Amen. Brother, how would you pray for us, if you would, please?
Well, I'm comfortable
with this morning.
Thank you, God,
Son,
and
your
family here today.
Yes, Jesus.
I'm comfortable with you all for this morning, God, because I just want to help you, give
you God,
do what we should do.
Amen.
Amen.
Read book 140. Let's stand as we sing the first Noel.
The first did say, what is certain for timber in fields that they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a full winter night.
Many of you have probably heard it before, but it had to be tied with my favorite hymn, my favorite Christmas carol. It's "O Come All You Faithful." It's one of my favorites as a Christmas carol and Christmas song. But let me get this ready. I stole this story Many of you probably heard it before. But I want to tell you about a man. I'm going to introduce you to him, but he was not a Scrooge. He was a kind and decent, mostly a good man, generous to his family, upright in his dealings with other men. But he just did not believe this incarnation stuff, which the churches were proclaiming during Christmas time. It just didn't make sense. He was too honest to pretend otherwise. He just couldn't swallow that Jesus story about God coming to the earth as a man. "I'm truly sorry to distress you," he told his wife, "but I'm not going to go to church this Christmas Eve." He told her he would feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather stay at home. But he would wait up for them, and so he stayed at home, and the family went on to the midnight service. Shortly after the family drove away in a car, snow began to fall. He went back to the window and looked out. He watched as the flurries got heavier and heavier. Then he went back to his fireside chair and began to read the newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound, and then another, and then another. Sort of a thump or a thud. At first, he thought, "Someone must be throwing snowballs at my living room window." But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the snow. They'd been caught in the snowstorm and were in desperate search for shelter and tried to fly through his large landscape window. Well, he couldn't let those poor creatures just lie there and freeze. So he remembered in the barn where his children stabled their pony. He remembered it and thought, "Well, that would be a warm place, a warm shelter. He could direct the birds to this barn." Quickly, he put on his coat and his boots, tramped through the deep snow to the barn. He opened the doors wide and turned on the light. But the birds didn't just come in. Turned on the light, but the birds didn't come in. He figured food would entice them, so he hurried back to the house and fetched breadcrumbs, sprinkled them on the snow, making this wonderful trail to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway of the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs and continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried to catch them. He tried shooing them into the barn and walking around them, waving his arms, but instead they scattered in every direction, except to the warm, lighted barn. Then he realized. To them, he reasoned, "I'm a strange, terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they could trust me, that I am not trying to hurt them, that I'm trying to help them and show them the way to the shelter." But how? Any move he made tended to frighten and confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. He said, "If only I could become a bird," he thought, "then I could mingle with them and speak their language. Then I could tell them not to be afraid. Then I could show them the way to the safe light or the safe warm barn," he thought to himself. "But I would have to become one of them so that they could see, so that they could fear, and so they could understand." At that moment, the church bell started to ring. The sound reached his ears above the sound of the wind. And there he stood listening to the bells playing, "O Come, All You Faithful." Hearing the bells pelling out the glad tidings of Christmas, he sank there to his knees in the deep snow. For now, he knew why Christ had come. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Yea, we greet Thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
It was not a silent night. There was blood on the ground. You could hear a woman cry in the alleyways that night on the streets of David's town. And the stable was not clean, and the cobblestones were cold. Little Mary, full of grace, with the tears upon her face, had no mother's hand to hold. It was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above. But for the girl on the ground in the dark, every beat of her beautiful heart was a labor of love.
Noble Joseph by her side, calloused hands and weary eyes,
were no midwife to be found on the street of David's town in the middle of the night. So he held her and he prayed, tapped the moonlight on his face. But the baby in her womb, he was the maker of the moon. He was the author of our fame that could make a mountain move.
It was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above. For the girl on the ground in the dark, every beat of her beautiful heart, it was a labor of love. Little Mary, full of grace, with the tears upon her face, was a labor of love.
Thank you.
had others planned this morning, but they're sick and others didn't make it. Anybody else got a hot song on their heart that you want to do, Randy? Kenny? Yep. Amen. I was hoping. I thought you might have one. I meant to ask you earlier.
Get myself composed. Oh, just praise God.
Amen.
You know, many years ago, I learned some scripture as part of a Christmas play. And it said, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night." And it said, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid." You know, this angel was the same one, I think, that in verse number 30 of chapter 1 said to Mary, "Fear not, fear not." He just said to her, "Fear not," just like he did the shepherds. It said, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." And we know what that was.
Yes.
"To all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
That's right.
A Savior. A Savior. Our Savior.
Right.
"And it said, This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And they found. "The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was blind, but now I see. Was blind, was blind, but now I see. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Anyone else got a song? Anyone else? Thank y'all so much. Do it. to appreciate it. Pastor, I turn it over to you.
Okay.